It's 6:36. Can I get a motion to come out of executive session?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're out back in our work session. Mr. Sweetek.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
The first item would be I need a budget transfer from, this is from a bill from last year, to transfer $5,000 from parts to repairs. That's to close out this bill with Maze.
Now, you don't, there isn't any money in that line item right now?
This I did not look into. It was handed to me as this we tried to do and didn't do type of thing. But the last leader of the band, I believe there is, it's over the line by four or something. I don't have that right here.
Oh, so already? I mean, it's a new, it should.
No, it's from 20.
Oh, last year.
2021 expense.
I see. Okay.
And what was, which, where did you have to transfer it from and to?
From parts to repairs.
From 401 to 402.
Right. And then the budget line, DB05130-401. I just wanted to let the board know that costs of everything have gone up. And just a heads up that that may need to change. And I have an example here for, this is for the blades. The bottom of the blades are carbide. And each has its own system of how they lock together and how they wear. And this first bill I received from the snowplow place was $18,634. Along with that, and a vehicle that we're paying for, just that might need to be adjusted sometime in the future. What's up?
Okay, the budget transfer, what we can do. What, did you just get that bill? What's it say?
It says it's received December 13th, 2021.
And it was never paid? But it's short in the account.
Right.
That's not supposed to happen.
Right.
Okay. First thing I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to look at that first.
Okay.
And then, you wrote down the line items that you wanted to come out of. Well, that's last year's budget anyway, so we'll find the line items. But I got to, if he's over in that line item, if he spent more money than he was allocated, that's a problem for him.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to call him.
What was the amount of the bill, just for my...
This is for that truck 29, $19,272.96.
Did he come and talk to us about that one?
I'll have to.
Yeah, he did about. And
that's the one that they basically put a new top and new heads on that.
Correct.
So he did come in and we did authorize him.
Well, no, we didn't authorize. The truck had to be fixed.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody had any idea what that much bill was going to be.
Yeah, but I think he did. Okay. So it wasn't like he just overspent that line. Now that I remember that, he did come in and he did ask us if
it
could be going over and,
yes.
Okay, so he did notify us about that, so never mind. I was thinking it was something else, but yeah.
So I don't have a problem adding a resolution tonight to authorize that, and just
So you don't have to wait until the first week in February to deal with it.
Can we do that, though?
Yeah.
We can?
And actually, this was in Townsend that it said we can do this, you know, in terms of if, you know, it says don't forget about the language to the extent practical
right.
that exists, blah, blah, blah. While the town should be as transparent, sometimes you just can't.
Somewhat
of an emergency.
Yeah. So well, I would, if you want to write the resolution to make that transfer, we can do it tonight.
So, do you got the line items and everything?
I have
the line items you want them from, and two.
Two.
And how much? You know, I'll
bring it up here. Let's take a look.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can do it. We'll have a couple of minutes in between. You
okay.
and I sit down and
okay.
I'll write it up.
Right.
Was there? Let's see. Parts budget. So that's okay. So that's the only thing. Could you help him with that, Tony?
Sure.
Write it. Yeah, Tony can help you with it. And
you know what account?
The only
you
other
have
question.
Money
in?
What?
Do you know what account you have money in, or we're just
it's
doing
going
a resolution?
From, it's going from repairs.
Well, he's saying
parts.
He's got. He already checked, right? You checked those line items to see if you had what your balance was in that line item you want to transfer from, right?
Did not bring my budget.
I've got it.
You got
you're,
it right
you're
here.
Just looking.
It's last year's budget anyway. I don't
yeah.
know.
Right. You're just looking to move the money from. I mean, you know there's money in the other account still left over in 2021?
Yes.
There's money in the parts budget from 21.
Yes. And that's
oh, in the parts?
Yes. He's moving it from parts
to repairs.
Oh, yeah. That's all we were asking.
That's
no.
A, yeah.
And
okay.
That's
not
like for, you're only moving a part of that bill.
Right.
Yeah.
To make
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. You know where you're moving it from
sure.
has
yeah.
the money in the
account.
Okay.
From now, we don't have to
yeah.
do a different modification.
No.
That's
no.
all.
Yeah, Tony can help you do that one. Oh, you had a question?
Yeah, Tom? Ken, not the onus is not on you, but prior to you taking office, the previous superintendent said, guys, buy a truck next year as soon as possible. Are we working on that?
Yes. I have, the gentleman's name is Jay Barnwell. He's with Tracy Road Equipment.
Yep.
We've spec'd out a six-wheeler, Western Star six-wheeler, and spec'd out means that we tell them what gears we want in the rear end, all the package, and I handed that to him, I believe, 4 or 5 days ago, and he said it would get back to me as soon as possible. But yes, it's an 18-month lead time, and it may come down to also ordering two at one time and kind of moving some things around, but yes, everything's in the works for that, and once I hear from Western Star, we can.
So a good chance at the next board meeting, this could be a work session item,
correct.
And then it could be an agenda
hopefully.
Item.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Mr. Sweetak?
Oh, I have a question.
Yep.
Brundage Road, any progress there or no? I know you've been busy. I'm just checking on it.
No, I've been working on that.
Okay.
On Brundage Road. So I gave... did I do an update? Oh, no, I wasn't here. That's right. Yeah, I was at home. Okay, Brundage Road, the plant manager and I have been going back and forth, and he's got a plan. He's trying to work out a contract with Gypsum Express so that the overflow of the trucks, while they're waiting, they can go into Gypsum Express parking lot along with a dumpster there, so that should take care of that. He also is working on getting scales so that an additional set of scales so that they can, even when they are there, it'll even move them in more quickly. And then once that's taken care of, we're talking about, okay, what are we going to do to clean that up, the mess right now? Now, the problem that he's having, it's not, he doesn't want to get it done. InBev only does contracts through St. Louis. So he's just waiting on them. But he's, I mean, these are two things he's working on, and the two things that he's talking about should alleviate the problems down there when they get through.
Great.
So we're just waiting for an answer from St. Louis on the contracts.
Okay. And
relating to plowing, because I live in Radisson. Have you guys, I know it hasn't, we've lucked out, we haven't had a lot of snow while it's been cold. Are there any issues with guys plowing driveways into roads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's mostly in Radisson. We call plow jockeys the guys with the, some of the roads I've been on, Whispering Oaks, they'll back out a driveway. Instead of pushing it up into the yard, they'll fan it out all the way down, you know, a good 100, 200. So, yes.
I've noticed it on a Spree Glade, four or five houses.
Right.
I mean, I know we have a law or a code.
Yes.
I just don't know enforcement-wise. We got to catch them do it.
That's a police matter that they have to catch them do it or have some sort of probable cause to do that, because there's laws on the books that in the vehicle and traffic law that they can't push snow out onto the road. Problem for them is they got to be there and or have somebody see them, then they can investigate it and have an affidavit from somebody. So that's not that easy to take care of. And we had the same problem in Marcellus when I was there, and you know, we were able to take care of it because people did see them, and then we had a conversation with them and it went away. So if we can find out who they are, if you know who they are, I'll make a phone call to the sheriff's department, have the deputy go and talk to them and tell them cease and desist, and normally that will take care of it if we know who they are.
Randy Kramer,
and if we can show that they're doing it. Yeah.
Randy Kramer has all the snowplow contracts in this area. Yeah, he bought out all the independent ones.
Oh, in Radisson?
No, in all of
them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you get his number, make a phone call.
Right there on 31. They're right there on 31.
Oh. Tell them that's what we're going to do. You know, if we have to get law enforcement involved, we will.
Yeah. I do know a driver, Joe Brieri, was saying that he actually stopped and got out and talked to one of the drivers that was doing it. I'll get the number and make a call. And
I'll send you a list of addresses on the Spree.
Well, that's it. Who suffers is neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Because the plow has now carried the access into.
Yeah.
Well, I'm usually fortunate. I'm driving those roads before the plow guys get there, so it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
When a guy's got their driveway staked and there's no snow in their yard, you're driving through 2 feet. It probably came from that driveway.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And I know Radisson, she, Lynn, every December to March puts in the reflections paper. You know, please make sure, you know, but people aren't up at 4 a.m. They might not even know.
Right.
Because by the time our plows come through, they don't know. It's just gone.
It's resolved.
It's a miracle. Yeah. We all wish, right, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
I know. You never told us when you get your shovel out.
When I get it out?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it out before the first snow.
Oh, you do?
But I put it away.
In April, right?
No, March, no, April. No. St. Patrick's Day, it goes away. It can snow all at once after that. I don't care. The sun's going to come out. I'm going to drive over it. But, yeah, so yes, Kevin, I do keep track. And so January 17th to March 17th.
2 months?
2 months. Stops.
Shoveling ends.
Taking the village plows snow out of my driveway and spreading it out along my yard like I'm supposed to. I don't put it in the road.
So,
but it's exercise for me, so I don't care.
Right.
The next thing we have is the reply comment during public comment board meetings.
Yeah.
That was yours, Kevin.
Yep. I was just wondering, you know, supervisor's meeting, if you were, I'm on this side now, so there's really not that many questions, but I mean, are you comfortable with town board members interacting if people ask questions or not?
No.
Okay.
No. And Pete has some.
So, yeah, I mean, I went down to the Associated Towns more than once, and they make it really clear, Kev, a town board meeting is different than a town hall meeting. A town hall meeting is a give and take, a back and forth. A town board meeting is the opportunity for us to do what we have to do and the opportunity for our constituents to observe that. Technically, there doesn't have to be any comment section at all. So the fact that we provide a comment section is, you know, because we're good people. But But it's not a give and take back and forth situation, because we have, as you notice, you know, we're almost, we have an hour gone by as we try to get work done for the town, and that's what it's set aside for. It's not set aside for, you know, back and forth about whatever somebody, you know, wants to discuss with us at this time. Any other opportunity if they want to, you know, I mean, I'm sure Bob and everyone else within the working in here, they're fielding calls, and that kind of interaction can go, take place then here, according to the Association of Towns. And I agree with them, because I've been through some of those meetings where people try very hard to, and you've been there, try very hard to turn this into whatever kind of program or show they want. Really what this is for us to do our job.
Okay. I just feel, you know, we meet twice a month. We've had a 20-minute meeting. Our meetings usually aren't long, and if people have questions, I just feel that if we do have the answers and they're not difficult or research is needed, we could help somebody out that took time out of their night to come here.
I'm sure you've been here before. You've been here when that has happened, too. You know,
sure.
You know, we're also flexible with people. But to make a blanket statement where we're going to allow, you know, 10 minutes per person and we're going to have a give and take, I just don't think you really want to do that, because there's going to be time when you just don't really want to do that. And you want to get done with the stuff that's got to be done to move this town forward,
right.
I believe.
And the other thing...
And I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but that is what I picked up at the Association of Towns, and that's where what I believe.
And the reason that I made sure that when I came in, I put rules of procedures and the citizens' comments is because prior to me being elected, when I was out talking to people, there were a lot of people in the community that said they didn't feel comfortable coming to these meetings because they got out of control and they were just didn't like the atmosphere at the meetings. And I don't get that now. If people want to talk, they can come up and state their comments to us. After the meeting, if they want to talk to us, we go out, we'll talk to anybody about any question. Not only that, and you've been here, if someone calls me, and this is how it should go, if someone calls me and says, I really have an issue about, well, we had with the truck, the tractor trailer, for instance. Remember the tractor trailer that was parked in Radisson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was an issue with a number of citizens. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. And I was working with them, but I wanted the rest of the board to understand what was going on. So I said, I'm going to make time for you in our work session, right, so you can come in and you can explain to us. And that's where they get into that interaction,
okay,
back and forth. So they do have the opportunity to do it, only not in the working meeting.
Sure. Okay.
So,
that's fine.
All right. Auditorium audio system. Al and I were talking. We've both been working on this, and we brought some people in from PAC TV, and you know, we're working towards. You can explain to them what we're working towards, Al.
So we're going to try to order the equipment off the New York State OGS bid for AV equipment. Mm-hmm. There's a local supplier, Tony Barrett Electronics, that is on the OGS bid. Quite frankly, he's been very. He said he will get a tech into us as soon as he frees one up. He'll help us with the design, he'll help us with specifications, he'll help us, and we'll be able to order through him off the OGS contract. The rates are, so his service of coming in and helping us with the design, there's no cost for. It's included in his markup on the equipment, and the prices on the equipment are about 20% less than what you find in retail space. So it's worth waiting for him to have availability. If you have specific things in mind that you want to see, or questions, or anything, shoot me an email, come see me, I'll work through it with you, I'll show you what the bid looks like and what's on it. I mean, the amount of equipment on it is, for somebody that's not an AV guy like me, it's hard to grasp.
Right.
To be perfectly honest, I mean, I can get through this, but it's not something that I've ever specced out before, so I need some help. That's where the local consultant help comes in.
Sure. That's great. I just, you know, last meeting with COVID, Bob was remote, and the public we just don't have the setup for that person to be able to be seen or heard well for the public. That's all. And, you know, with some kind of upgrade.
Yeah, that's all part of when we talked about it, especially with PEC. We want to be able to live stream stuff.
Right.
And that's they came in, they told us what they would like to see out of the thing, so we got their recommendations, and we know that, you know, if we're going to have Zoom meetings, that we want to be able to push that out, so that's all part of the process we're going through. So
yeah. And I'm just looking down the road of future availability, planning board meetings, you know, people, oh, it's a crappy night, they're discussing this, I just want to see, you know, what it's about. And that's where, at least if you could hear it, would be the first part. Next part would be all long term, being able to have a video or, you know, that kind of opportunity. You know, I mean, we're in the 2020s here, and with COVID,
we have a bunch of new cameras and audio and a monitor all in one shot. We can afford our budget, it's healthy. We can do what we need to do all in one shot.
That, you know, just as a person attending planning board meetings, you can't see the maps. That's all, you know, when they're looking at a map, I'd love to have something where it's bigger than just a cork board, mm-hmm. you know, and people could see it from the seats. You know.
I mean, from a monitor standpoint, this room is really large.
Yeah.
You know, right now, you know, we're probably in an 80-inch class monitor for this room. You start getting much bigger than that, and you know, the price just skyrockets.
Sure.
Unless you go projection, which is certainly a possibility, but we don't have a good space to really project.
Yeah. To. It's not a good room.
It is. It's just not set up well for that type of interface.
But you know, maybe two monitors or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Right. Nope. That's great. I'm just glad to hear that we've got somebody we're going to, you know, start moving toward, see what we got.
I have just one incredibly minor suggestion, and we could probably do this even before we get the new system, but instead of that microphone stand, which forces the public to stand up, why don't we have a table and a tabletop microphone and a chair that they can sit at? It's just more comfortable. I attended the Baldwinsville School District board meeting, and it was nice because everybody had papers that they wanted to read from, and it was just comfortable.
Right.
So I would get rid of that and just put a nice table and maybe a couple of chairs for people to sit on. I don't know if we can do that for us, or we have to wait for the new system. I'm patient, whatever.
We could set that up now, but with that being said, I'm looking at what's called zone microphones. They're actually in the ceiling tiles. Mm-hmm.
You don't even need that then.
You don't need anything.
Yeah.
They can hear them from any place, so they can just stand up.
Yeah, and it'll pick up their voice.
Okay. Right. Because a lot of people don't like to come up in front, other than some people.
It's not public speaking's not, most people don't like to do it.
Most people don't like to do it.
There's nobody in the audience.
And we realize that.
It's formidable.
I think it would be better if they just stood up. I mean, better for them if they just stood up, more comfortable, and were able to just stand up in their seat. So that's what we had talked about as well, so. All
that's
of those things.
I do believe we have the budget to install two of those zone mics, which should be enough to handle this entire room.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know PECB volunteers or paid, but sometimes they can't get here. And it's, you know, to have that ability would help.
Well, again, I'm far from an AV expert. I'll learn as much as I can.
Well, that's why you hire.
I want to see my camera action. Yeah. If you want me to run cameras, that's.
That's why we hire a consultant. Okay, so I think we'll close the work session at 7 o'clock, and we'll open a meeting. Start with pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See? I missed one meeting. I forgot my gavel.
Where's your gavel?
I know.
Oh,
don't have it. Couldn't even call a meeting to order here. So, we had the meeting, the minutes distributed. Hopefully, everybody got a chance.